You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seahawks plus 4.5 at the Lions. Lions off of a road loss coming home. This is typically a spot we really like them.
Yeah.
You don't seem confident.
I'm not because of the injury report. I mean, it's every player on the offense not named Jared Goff, Penei Sewell, Taylor Decker. Hockenson, maybe. Amon-Ra St. Brown, maybe. Josh Reynolds, maybe. DeAndre Swift is out. I think that's a massive blow. For people who don't know DeAndre Swift, don't pay attention to the Lions, I get it. That guy is a top five back in football.
Mm-hmm.
He's out. Jim, I just have a problem with the next man up mentality when the next man up is, you know, they're grabbing homeless people off the street. So I can't do it. I actually looked at it. If this was still 6.5, I'm taking Seattle. But it's not, and I can't, and I won't. But I'm telling you, I can't touch the Lions this week. If you wanted to play on this game, if you guys out there, if you're local, or if you just like points and fun and sizzle, I think the over is the play here. The over is set at 48 Lions last week. That was one of my losses. I had over 53.5 at Minnesota. Game finished at 52. Ho-hum, four missed kicks. Ho-hum, four missed kicks. Kickers, man. I actually will play the over 48 in this game.
Okay.
Because the Lions defense will not stop Geno Smith from completing 70% of his passes. They still have DK. They still have Lockett. And the Lions, look, what is Seattle not capable of stopping? The running game. I don't want to lay points, but I think points will get scored. I think over 48 is your play here.
See, and I don't love the over because I think both defenses give up the run, and that just speeds the game up. I mean, slows the game down, but like the game goes faster. You know what I'm saying? So there's less possessions. So I don't love the over. If I was going to play this game, I would lean Lions. Geno Smith in a road environment against one of the blitz-happy teams in the NFL. That's the thing this year. The Lions have been getting pressure. They've been sending pressure. And they've been doing a decent job on the back end, at least on Okuda's side. And if Okuda does to DK what the Lions were able to do to Jefferson, to McLaurin, to Devontae Smith in the opener, if they make Metcalf mediocre, if they make him a three catch for 14 yards kind of guy, I don't think Geno's going off on the road in a loud Ford Field. I would go Lions. It's tough to take them as 4.5 point favorites. But if you're forcing me to pick this game, I would say, as special as Swift is, good old Lions run no matter who the running back is. So I would still go Lions.
This is what I said to the guys with the kickoff show with Boomer that I do every week. I go, guys, we can't be picking every game. They go, well, people love picks. I go, all right, you want to pick every game? Pick every game. I gave you an out. I said, why don't we do a six pack? Right. Boomer can do his six. I can do mine.
Right.
Jim, they got us picking every game on the slate.
Well, and I think the audience wants to know what side we're on, but that's why at the end we show some discretion and give people kind of the ones that you should actually put money on.
Yeah. I'm
this is one that I like, but I'm not going to put money on.
No sweat. Go to the next one.
All right.